Because the masculine identifies with consciousness, the masculine is always seeking perfection. Consciousness is perfection. It is as it is, always. Nothing needs to be done. Nothing needs to be changed. Consciousness is. Because of that, anyone identified with their masculine is always attempting in some subtle way to make perfect the feminine, to make perfect the world, the relationship, sex, money, career. Perfection is never reached because the only thing that is perfect in the sense of unchanging and unneeding to be changed is consciousness itself. So it's a misplaced identification with consciousness onto the forms of consciousness, the dancing light of consciousness, which is always changing and never perfect. Never perfect. Because of this, the masculine is always wondering, is there a better relationship for me around the corner? Am I better off with a different woman? Am I better off with no committed relationship, but instead playing the field, having different girlfriends? Should I have a wife and a mistress? Or should I keep all of my sexual desires within a committed intimacy? Do I even love her? Am I willing to not have sex with anyone else ever, even though I love her? So men ask themselves these kinds of questions. And because the mind is always fractured and in opposition with itself, with one inner voice conflicting with another inner voice, one of your inner voices, for instance, wanting deep and long-term intimacy, another inner voice wanting the freedom to have sex with new people over time. Because we have these conflicting inner voices, the only way to resolve our inner conflicts is to find our most singular, deepest desire. That is, once again, our deepest purpose, our most profound heart motive. Through our meditative process or our contemplative process, through our discussions with our friends and our partners, we could become more and more attuned to that deep purpose, the expression of which changes over time, but the source of which never changes. If and when, in the present moment, we can rest in our deepest heart source, our deepest motive, it becomes quite easy to make decisions about commitment and sex. Would a committed intimacy serve your capacity to bring light to the world? Or would a committed intimacy detract and distract you from bringing light into the world? Would having sex with a number of partners more serve your capacity to offer your deepest purpose to the world? Or would having sex with only one person most serve your capacity to offer your deepest gift to the world? So in any moment wherein you are continuous with your depth, in any moment that you can feel your heart's deepest yearning to give your love to the world through your loving, your art, your relationships, through everything you create, in those moments of continuousness with your heart depth, you can always decide, should I have sex now or not? Should I have sex with her or not with her? Should I choose to be in a committed intimacy that is monogamous? Should I choose to be in a different kind of intimacy? Those questions can now be answered because the test is easy. Does being promiscuous serve the offering of my gift? Does being monogamous serve the offering of my gift? What serves your deepest offering? And that is the answer to the question of who and how many you should choose as sexual partners or as partners in committed intimacy. It is not true that everything works for everybody. For some people, committed intimacy is the only way to get into their deep heart so that their deepest gifts can spring forward. For other people, they need several intimacies simultaneously in order to create a kind of dynamic in their life from which their gifts spring. And of course, feeling into your partner's lives also informs your choices, because you only want to serve your partner's heart. So you can also ask, does being with multiple partners serve their hearts, or does being with one partner serve her heart more? So in order to make a decision, as always, you pick your priority, what is most fundamental, most important to you, and make your choices organized around that, who to be with, how to be with them, how many to be with.